We're holding Simon Reish Yud Dalid, page Kuf Chav Zayin. Welcome to our anytime. So we have an easy page tonight for all those who are a little bit schwach still after Purim. It's Simon Reish Yud Dalid and Reish Tezvav Sif Aleph. Zok to Mechaber Reish Yud Dalid. Kol bracha she'ein ba azkaras shein u'malchus eina bracha. Any bracha that does not have in it the Shem Hashem and Malchus, which is Melech Ha'olam. We'll see if the word Ha'olam is Ma'akiv. It's not a bracha if you don't have Shem or Malchus. V'mdileg Shem or Malchus, if you skipped out either the Shem Hashem or the Malchus, Yavzeb Yivarech, you must go back and make the bracha again. V'afilu l'gdileg el ha'tevas Ha'olam. Even if you only skip the word Ha'olam, Levad, Tzarech Lagzer Levarech, the Melech Levad ain't a Malchus. Just saying he's Melech, that's not Malchus. King of what? Melech ha'olam, king of the world. Just melech, ein melech b'layam. You can't be a king if you have nothing that you're king over. So you have to say melech ha'olam. Zok de mishaburas of katan aleph, kol bracha. Hainu bein berchas ha'nenin uvein berchas ha'mitzvus. Bein bracha arucha sheyesh ba psicha v'chasima, bein cha'in ba'ela psicha b'vat. Whether it's berchas ha'nenin or berchas ha'mitzvus. Berchas ha'nenin is like a bracha on food. Shahakal, baruni mizaynes, ha'mitzvah lechem na'aretz. Berachas HaMitzvahs is Al Nechilas Lulav, Al Achilas Matzah. And a bracha that's a bracha arucha with a psicha and a chasima is something like, let's say, Asher Yatzar, I think, would be an example. Or Berachas Kriyashma. And a bracha tzara is a short bracha, just a psicha. Chot mi bracha asmucha lechaverta, then nimshechas a bracha akademis la sheyesh betchilas Hashem Malchus. A bracha asmucha lechaverta does not have a bracha to Hashem in the beginning because it relies on the Shema Malchus and the bracha before it. For example, if you say in the morning the Kain Neshama as a bracha asmucha lechaverta, it's machlekes if it is or it's not. But let's say it is, or v'harivna. V'harivna is a bracha asmucha lechaverta to lasik v'divisera, unless it's one bracha. Or other examples, even though you don't have a bracha to Hashem in the beginning of the bracha, you're relying on the bracha to Hashem from the bracha before. In Shemana Esrei, there's no Malchus. We just say Baruch Atah Hashem, Chayin Hadas. We don't say Melech Ha'olam. Baruch Atah Hashem. But all the brachas, Magzir Shechinasi Letzion. There's no Melech Ha'olam. So Teres Bei Seisei B'Shem Harash, the bracha Rishayna in the first bracha came in the Eis Bei Isba Akel Hagadol Chashiv My Malchus. That's considered Malchus saying Akel Hagadol, the great in the Kale, the great God. The Kulu Basa the Rishayna Greer Rabbayin Shamay Terutim. Everything goes after the first bracha, and the first bracha has the Kale Agadol, even though there's no Melech Ha'olam. It's Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melekei Aviseinu, Elokei Avraham. There's no Melech Ha'olam, but that which you say, a Kale Agadol, that's in place of the Melech Ha'olam, that is the Malchus. Zog the Mishnah Baruch Sekot and Gimel, Vim Dileg, Avam Dileg Tevas Atah, Eine Ma'akib Bidiyevet. The word atah is not ma'akiv. If you say Baruch Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam, that is going to work. B'di'evin. It's page 254. Sifkat and Dalin, shame. Haynu shalei amar klal askara. You do not say any shame Hashem. Avlam amar askara achas going aleph Dalin nun yod o Elokeinu yotze. Any sort of shame that refers to Hashem, that would be good. It's only a problem if you said nothing. Sifkat and hey yagzev yivarech hamechare ma'iri le'inim psichas habracha. This b'shem u'malchus. V'uad din inyan bracha sheish b'chasima amdileg Hashem b'chasima havek alechasim klal. When you have a bracha with a tchila and a chasima, so the chasima doesn't have malchus, just a shame, but the tchila has shame and malchus. So if you skip out shame or malchus from the psicha, that's ma'akiv, and in the chasima, if you skip out the shame, it's also ma'akiv. You have to have shame u'malchus in the beginning and the shame at the end. So called involved the melech levad. M'sefer evan o'izeh chelik azeh v'ayim ver halacha mashek asavnim azeh. Over there, the Bir Halacha says, if you say HaMelech, that b'di'evet will be okay, even though you don't say Ha'olam. But if you just say Melech without saying Ha'olam, then you would go back. HaMelech refers to the king. That's more of a way of expressing Malchus than just saying Melech. King. King of what? King who? Who's the king? So you have to say Melech of the world. If you say HaMelech, like the king, that b'di'evet, the Bir Halacha says, will be okay. Zot Simen Reish Tezvav. Anias amen acher habrachas. So just from Reish Yudalad, it's a chazara, what we just said, halacha is, whenever there's a bracha, it needs to be shem u'malchus. Shem means one of the shemas of Hashem. Malchus is Melech HaOlam or HaMelech, and otherwise you have to go back and repeat the bracha. Zog Reish Tezvav Sif Aleph. Ein Oina Amen Acher Brachosav. You don't answer Amen after your own brachos. Ela Acher Shtei Brachos A Yoseh Shem Soy Brachos. Only if you have a group of brachos and you're finishing this group, these few brachos are now you being finished, then you finish off with an Amen. The Nogolan is Amen Acher Yehaluka V'Acher Yishtabach at the end of Halal and after Yishtabach. And even though over there it's seemingly just a bracha yechida, it's by itself, it's not a group of brachos, the Mishabur is going to explain why it's considered a group of brachos. So the Ramavi Yishoimim, She'ein Oinen Amen Rak Achar Birchas Bainu Yishalayim and Birchas Amazin. Some say you don't enter Amen after your own bracha except after Bainu Yishalayim and Benjing. V'chein HaMinag Pashub Medinas Elu V'ein L'shanes. That is our minag, that we do not enter Amen after our own brachos except for during benching after Bainu Yishalayim. Those who have the minhag like the mechaber, at least by the case of halal and yishtabach, they also should say amen after the own bracha of shomer ami yisrael laad. They would say amen. Zog the mishnah brurah sukkot in aleph acher brachosam. Rachel Leimer acher kol bracha miuchedes shemavarech. After every bracha, every singular bracha that you make, afilo acher shtei brachos, even after two brachos. Kol she'einam siyum brachas. If it's not going to be the end of a group of brachas, ein oina ba'as me'achrayim amin. You don't answer amin yourself, which means even according to the Mechaber who paskins, that there are times where you answer amin to your own bracha, it has to be at the end of a group of brachas, not in the middle. The Isa b'gemara, kol ha'oina amin achar brachosa reiz meguna. If you answer amin after your own bracha, it's meguna. It's not a good thing. V'hinei milashan ha'gemara mashrut v'lo yasub b'zeh iser. It's not an iser to say amen on your own brachos. Rakduhu meguna. It's disgusting. Ani mili delay asav is a hefsek. That is if you did not make a hefsek. Avalim berach al eizah dvar mitzvah. Shereitz alasis a berachas anenin. If you made a bracha on a dvar mitzvah, a berachas anenin, and then you said amen on your own bracha, the hefsek bezeh bein a bracha loyse davar asa iser bezeh v'chayzim mavarech. Now you said shem shemayim v'atala. That's an iser. So if you're not making a bracha on something, let's say you say on the first bracha of Mikhas Kriyash, when Amarev Aravim, Amen. So you weren't over an Isser, it's Meguna. The Kuliyama, even if you're the Mechaber, because it's not the end of a group of brachas. But if you say Shahakon Yebidvari, Amen, then it's a Hefsik, and now you can't eat the food, you have to go back and make the bracha again, and you ended up making over an Isser, saying the change to Mayan Lebatala. This is something to keep in mind. Classic case is you're at a Simcha, and you have someone being made to you with the bracha of Birchas HaMaitzi, whatever the reason is. We saw yesterday that really it's a chatchila to make your own bracha HaMaitzi, except by the Shabbos Suda, the minhag is not like that, but at the Simcha, you make your own bracha HaMaitzi. But let's say someone's being made to you, or sometimes you have a Simcha where you have family sitting at a table, you'll have different siblings with their families sitting at a table at a bar mitzvah, or an oifer of a shever brachas, and one family will make a HaMaitzi, and then the father will start carding the challah to give out to his family. And then a different family at the table, the sibling, will make their hamaitzi. And the people who heard the bracha from their family first, if they're going to enter amen to their sibling's bracha, that's a hefsek. It's a hefsek, and it potentially would require them to say a new bracha now, because they spoke out, not me'inyin, the achila b'chlal, you know, in the middle of, after they heard the bracha. Rather, they should stay quiet until they eat their food, and then they can answer amen. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sivka Ambei Shehem Seif Brachos Haynu Achar Bircha Shemer Ami Yisrael La'ad. After you say Shemer Ami Yisrael La'ad O Yachar Apayre Suka Shalim Shomer Meshabes Shugmar Birchas Kriyishma. That's the end of Birchas Kriyishma at night. O Yachar Birchas Bani Yushalayim Shugmar Shalish Brachos Vishaynis Shemen Atara. Where after Bani Yushalayim, which is the end of the three brachos that are in the Raisa in benching. V'loy acher brachas v'shoynis ha'arvis ha'shachris. But not after the first bracha of Ma'ar v'shachris, sha'af shem shnei brachas, even though they are two brachas, le'enim v'soyif ha'inyin, it's not the end of an inyin, v'amin l'shayach el b'gmar v'silik ha'inyin. For example, after a boicher b'amin Yisrael b'yahava in the morning, it's after a group of two brachas. It's not the end of the inyin. The end of the inyin is gol Yisrael. And there you can't answer amin regardless, because it's a hefsek min gul l'tfila. And at night, the end of the inyin would be shem amin Yisrael la'ad. And over there, maybe the reason why Amen is not a Hefsman Gulu Tzvila, because either way you're saying Yuru Einenu, so anyway there's other things going on over there, so that's why maybe it wouldn't be a Hefsman Gulu Tzvila. But otherwise, one could bring up the argument, L'chayra, it's a Hefsman Gulu Tzvila to answer Amen after Shem Ramo Yisrael La'ad. But after, let's say, by night, Ahav HaSoylam, Oyivami Yisrael. Yeah, after that bracha. So even though it's two brachas, and we're saying now after a group of brachas, you could say amen to your own bracha according to the Mechaber. That's only if it's the end of an inyan. If it's still in the middle of an inyan, then you can't say amen on your own bracha even according to the Mechaber. Zakta Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Gimel. Acher Yahaluka, Mavagav, the Ein Oyim, Amen, Acher Atma El Dafra, Acher Shtei Brachis Smuchais. So how can you answer Amen after Halal? There's not two Brachis Smuchais. Because Malkam Hani Mikri Smuchais, the Yahaluka, Samucha, La Bracha, Shalavne Halal. Yahaluka, I keep saying Yahaluka, I think I'm not sure, it could be, you could say that in the Chaf, I'm not sure. But it's Smucha to the Bracha before Halal. Bracha to Hashem, Asher, Kiddishon, Zivon, Lekroi, Esa Halal. So it's Smucha to that, so it's considered the end of an Indian of two Brachis. Person can't be mafzik or speak between Baruch Shammah and Yishtabach. It's the considered smucha to Baruch Shammah, and therefore it's the end of an inyan. When Baruch Shammah halal haluka, you can't also speak out in the middle of halal. Pesukim the zimmer shomer minayim lemikri hefsek. Pesukim the zimmer between Baruch Shammah and Yishtabach and hefsek. That is sort of what you're making a bracha on. Mashein came bracha achrenish achren berachas anenin, as opposed to an alamichya or a benching. Avagav the ikah gam kinsh de brachas. Let's say an alamichya is more what we're talking about over here. You have a barbed mezenis from before, and you have an alamichya for afterwards. You have two brachas. So why can I say amen after my own bracha according to the mechaber who holds? And after a group of brachas, you say amen on your own bracha. Achas of anav achas achrea. Kamish ein la achiza and bracha rishona. It doesn't have a connection. Can't grab on to that first bracha. She rishay lahafzik lo daver ben atima shachar bracha rishona ben bracha achrona have a bracha achrona ke bracha miyuchedes. You're allowed to be mafzik and talk and speak out between your bracha rishona and your bracha achrona. There's no connection between the two things. When you're making a bracha shaman yishtabach, you can't be mafzik between them. Pesuk de zimra is what you're coming to do. That's not called a hefzik. Halal is what you're coming to make the bracha on. It's not a hefzik, but you can't be mafzik with other things in the middle. So there is a shaykh between the bracha before and the bracha after, so you can answer amen in your own bracha according to the mechaber, as opposed to a bracha rishayna, shakal ne bedvarian, a bracha achrena, burn the fashis, you can mafzik through, say whatever you want in between. There's no connection, so you can't enter amen after your own bracha achrena. Except sifka and dala, bani yushalayim, and they should say bracha shem in the raisa, that's the end of the brachas are midaraisa. The brachas atoiva ametiv have midarabonon, the fourth bracha and benching atoiva ametiv is only midarabonon. Kudia laharish, a chilak ish beneim, the kach inim achara amid, the shodas a chilak. Till now was the raisa. Now we're starting the rabonon. That's why we say amen after our own bracha, bani yushalayim. And that is the minag, even for us to go with the ramo. We still say amen after bani yushalayim. We don't say amen after yureinenu, ki hi ein shayach la birchas kriyishma v'havik bracha miyuchedes. That's not the pshat. That's a part of birchas kriyishma. That's the end of birchas kriyishma. Birchas kriyishma is over by after shemir amay yisrael la'ad. Yureinenu is a separate thing that we say. We'll see why we learn this in coming up really very soon. Right now we're going to start. We're finishing up these a few in yanim over here, like in between birchas aperis and that birchas areich. We're starting this week, I think, even. In 2 days, you're starting Birchas HaReach, you know, different things with the brachas that you smell and things, and moving on to other brachas, and then right into Mincha and Mariv. But we say the Yirayin Inim for those who come late, so they can catch up to say Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Okay, we'll stop over here at the base, and we should have a wonderful good night.